entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Gunners, your dreams are about to come true. Oh,
don't tell me.
The Spice Girls are coming down under.
Great.
Yep. Their final Wembley Stadium show in London over the weekend. Mel B announced, "We'll see you in February, Australia." This is the first time the group has ever played a concert in Oz.
It's done. 13 stadiums, almost 700,000 people. With three amazing women I've shared that stage with. And I want to say thank you to Melanie and Emma and everybody that showed up for us. It has been something that I will never ever forget. Thank you so much. Big love from Spice World.
Mwah. Someone who is a huge fan and was at their London concert is Adele. The Grammy Award singer couldn't contain herself as she got to see her childhood idols, and because she's Adele, she got to hang out with them backstage. I don't know who won in that scenario. I think the Spice Girls did.
Taylor Swift is set to drop a new album called Lover on August 23. Swiftie made the announcement on social media and said that the romantic album will feature 18 tracks. She also dropped a new song from the upcoming album called You Need to Calm Down.
I'm so excited for you to hear it. There's a lot going on in the video, and so I wanted that to be like a separate discovery. But the video will be out Monday, June 17th. Just like that.
You just need to take several seats and then try to restore the peace and control your urges to scream about all the people you hate. Cause shade never made anybody less gay. So,
I reckon she's got another massive hit on her hands.
It just sounds like the other one, though.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. Now, over the weekend, I saw the trailer for the sequel to Stephen King's novel The Shining called Dr. Sleep, and it looks amazing.
Here's Johnny.
Ewan McGregor is playing a grown-up Danny Torrance. You remember the little kid on the bike in the original 1980 Kubrick horror movie?
Uh-huh.
Yep. He had the gift of The Shining.
I only met two or three people like us. They died. When I was a kid, I bumped into these things. I don't know about magic. I always called it The Shining.
That sounds amazing.
So good. And the trailer's even better. It's up on our website.
Now, do you remember the late 70s kids TV show, The Banana Splits?
Na, 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 na,
na, na, na, na.
Yes, I do.
Well, now it's been turned into a horror movie.
What?
Yep, a horror movie.
No. We
are going to The Banana Splits.
Sometimes at night, I see the splits riding around in their little cars, laughing and singing.
Who's excited to see The Banana Splits?
Yeah! Hey, kids, put on your happiest faces. Because the Banana Split Show is about to begin.
Where are the children?
Mom, get out of here.
Time's almost up.
Making up a
Why are you doing this to me?
Dad, please!
Let me out!
Now the show can go on forever and ever and ever.
Come on, you fuzzy son of a...
The movie premieres on Sci-Fi later this year.
I'm traumatised.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.